The Japanese did not initially have a written language of their own. Like almost every other nation in East Asia, they instead used Sinitic, summarizing their thoughts by using Chinese characters to represent them. Both the Kojiki and the Nihongi, for example, were written in Chinese. Or rather, they used Chinese characters to fix on the page the ideas and stories of the ancient Japanese. At one level, this led to a continent-wide common language. One could write a letter in Vietnam and expect it to make sense to a reader in Japan, even if neither correspondent spoke the other's language. At that time, and ever since, this meant that words in Japanese could have multiple possible pronunciations. Words on a page can prove slippery, with two possible meanings or more. The Japanese tried to fix this problem as time went on. The men largely clung to Sinitic writing as a mark of status and learning. Shorthand fixes were dismissed as women's writing. As a result, the men largely kept to their aping of Chinese forms, while women flourished because the shorthand version was more flexible and suitable to Japanese. Heian women, writing for private publication and hence untroubled by the use of abbreviations and slang, wrote their diaries in a cursive, truncated script that threw away the Chinese characters and replaced them with symbols that represented the actual sounds of the Japanese language. This writing system became known as hiragana, smooth letters, and its use is a fundamental, transformative moment in the development of Japanese culture. Before long, someone realized that hiragana could be used not only to inform readers of the correct pronunciation of a Chinese symbol, but also to conjugate it. So a simple verb like go, which would be written with the Chinese character that the Japanese read as e, could now gain suffixes that put it into the present tense, ikimasu, or the past, ikimashita. Instead of being a sophisticated foreign code awkwardly grasped by the Japanese, Chinese ideographs were adapted into the service of the Japanese language. To this day, written Japanese remains a combination of Sinitic and hiragana, the swirls of the native syllabary augmenting and clarifying the complex alien hieroglyphs, some 2,136 of which are still required in order to make sense of a newspaper. Modern language learners usually memorize the hiragana as a set of sounds. A, I, U, E, O, Ka, Ki, Ku, Ke, Ko, Sa, Shi, Su, Se, So, and so on. In olden times, however, the Japanese used a mnemonic device. Much as the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog is a sentence that contains all the letters of the alphabet, the medieval Japanese wrote the hiragana syllabary down as a poem, which is usually known by its first three sounds, iroha. In its entirety, it reads, "Even the blossoming flowers will eventually scatter. Who in our world will not change? Today we cross the deep mountains of karma, but we shall not have transient dreams, nor shall we be deluded." Just to complicate matters, Japanese monks developed a third writing system, largely to be used in explaining the pronunciation of terms from Buddhist sutras. Using fragments of existing Chinese characters, hence the name katakana, broken letters, this additional system also remains in use today, mainly to transcribe foreign words and the noises made by beasts. Read into that what you will.